baby. Hey!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Well, I have really, 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 really bad news for you.
Uh-oh. Why?
Last night on Knockout Radio, and I strongly suggest everybody jump to iTunes, SoundCloud. Really a good show last night.
It went really well. I was very happy with how it turned out.
I'm really happy that I learned I don't need to schlep my equipment all over the world.
That's true.
Because
technically.
Well, I wasn't going to do the show last night. You know, some things happened with my wife medically. You know, she just got home. I was going to spend the evening with her.
Understandable.
And then you guys call anyway. So
that was not on me, just for the record.
We do the show through Skype, and then we send it to these stations all across the country and across the world. So I didn't have anything set up. You guys called. I was able to just use the external speaker. And if you tell me that it sounded okay,
it did.
I'm not schlepping my stuff all over the world.
So that means that you're leaving stuff here, and I can always use. Is that the bad news?
No. I got bad news for you.
Oh, he said yes.
I have really,
he
really
said
bad
yes,
news.
Didn't he?
So here's the story, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. We talked last night. Thursday night is the National Knockout Radio program where we talk mostly mixed martial arts, and of that, mostly Zuffa-owned product, the UFC. But we talk, you know, combat, boxing. We talk mixed martial arts, and we talk a little wrestling.
We do.
I don't know how it came up, but we talked a little bit about the legend known as Sting, who was injured pretty severely on, I believe it was Sunday in the pay-per-view, where Seth Rollins first wrestled local guy John Cena, then wrestled Sting. Sting got a little hurt. He got thrown up against the turnbuckle, and his head snapped back, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So then the guys mentioned some other big guys like Paul White, known as the Giant, 7'2", 642 tons, whatever. And then we were talking about, you know, how wrestling is scripted and fake, but I still believe that they are some of the most athletic athletes in the world. To do what they do, to fly around like they do, to bounce off, to jump around. Then where did it go from there? How did it get to what
Honestly,
we're going to talk about?
I don't even know. It digressed so quickly, and we jumped from A to Z with nothing in between. I don't know. It just turned into, let's see if Wex can take a hit.
Well, and I'm not even sure that's how it happened, but I talked about Ric Flair slaps. I'm talking to somebody right now.
Okay.
So
do you want me to go ahead?
No.
Okay, you got it.
So we're somehow I said that Ric Flair's slaps are real, and then out of nowhere you said that you were willing to take a slap.
I did not start this.
Well, then how did it?
I think Jay was the one that first brought this up, something about slaps, and I think he was the one that initially said, "Would you take a slap from anybody?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, why not."
And then we continued, and I said, is this just from the list of that we just mentioned? You know, the Big Show, Triple H. And you said, no, anybody.
Yes, I said anybody. That was great idea. It's one of those things where it's like, can I pull the words back? Now that they've left my mouth, I want them to come back, and I want to have never said them, because it's a decision that I immediately regret.
So I happen to know a former wrestler, mm-hmm. a former WWE superstar. Mm-hmm. His real name is Michael Jarvie. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to check him out on Facebook, it's under Michael Jarvie, J-A-R-V-I. Or I just found out that he is on Twitter at Jarvie_verse_Titan.
Okay.
Because he was known as the Titan in the WWE. Mm-hmm. Here is his text. I should be available on the 8th after 2 p.m. So the monster known as Mike Jarvie.
I had to remind myself we're on FCC right
yes,
now.
Yes, is going to be coming to the radio show to, first we'll interview him and we'll hang out with him. And then he is going to lower the boom.
So what you're going to do is you're going to let me just sort of sit there and stew in the fact that I'm about to get.
I didn't even want to tell you who it was.
A palm across the chest.
I wanted to keep it quiet, and Jay, you know, kind of said, no, let's do it. I wanted to see your face as this as this monster known as Michael Jarvie. So,
oh, dear God.
There is a good that I'll be doing the show on the 9th by myself. I'm not quite sure you're going to make it in on the 9th.
I won't have a voice because he's going to cave my chest blade in.
So that's what happened last night.
It's going to be interesting.
The guy who sings, Darren Shaw, who sings our open, mm-hmm. will be performing first Friday, downtown St. Pete.
Oh, wow.
Next Friday. So if you'd like to go down there, please, please, please. All right. Money. So I want to get to the box because somebody in this studio, on this network, in this town, living in this country, predicted the Buccaneers would win last week.
Yes, you did. You very, very adamantly did, I believe.
And to be honest, I picked them the week before. I thought that they would beat Tennessee.
Yeah, I think everybody did. And obviously that didn't happen the way it should have. We thought it should have. But then again, we didn't think the majority, I have to say the majority, because you
majority.
Are in the minority were right. The majority thought that they wouldn't be able to go into New Orleans, into the Superdome, and beat Drew Brees and the Saints. So, 1-1.
And with the a few exceptions, you know, which is the way it is, obviously, with everything, the offensive line needs to gel. I like this guy that they got in from Atlanta, where he got released from Atlanta, and then they brought him in. He is going to be our center from now on. I think Smith is, even though he's down, he's hurt, he may never get back on the field, and I'm okay with that.
But,
you know, they needed to bring some nastiness back. And I know Ed's back at the main studio, and there was a guy that used to be, and we were both friends with this guy, Frank Middleton. Big Frank. When Frank left, that nastiness was gone. They need those guys. And this guy, this Joe guy from former Falcon, is just that. I thought the tripping call was pretty BS, to be honest with you, and I don't know if you saw it. He kind of fell down. He kind of rolled over, and your legs flip out. And it took like a 22-yard run by Doug Martin away. But I think they're slowly putting stuff together. Evans back on the field. I like that they called her, and I'm saying it sarcastically, a pitch count. He was on a pitch count last Sunday where you were only going to let him play X amount of plays in the first and then in the second. He is on no pitch count, again, sarcastically, for this Sunday. And I'll get it off my chest right out of the blocks. When I'm predicting for the third week in a row that the Bucs win.
So, and that was sort of where I was planning on going with this.
And a huge underdog.
They're to Houston.
Yeah,
they're in Houston.
They're in Houston.
They're going up against two-time defensive player of the year, J.J. Watt. But they are also going up a team that has their own offensive issues. Yeah, J.J. Watt is going to be who they're leaning on. Did we see enough from the Bucs in New Orleans to be able to say, you know what, they have enough tools to be able to not only go into Houston and be competitive, but to win and have their first winning record since midway 2012?
And I think they do. You know, I think Martin's now slowly coming around. It's the offensive line is the key. We all know that.
Yep.
We've all said that. We all expect that. We're all used to it. We're all looking forward to it. You want me to keep going?
If you want.
I don't know.
This is your show.
I don't know anymore. It's our show. This is owned by the people. We're the people's show. We're Tito
for
Ortiz. Yeah, we're for the people. Well, no, I think somebody else uses something like that. So we're the people's show. Tito Ortiz is the people's champ.
We're the people's show.
We all know. We've talked about it. The O-line. I think the D-line's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Jacquees Smith and no more Jack. We had him on Monday. Enough with just Jack Smith. Because technically, it's Jock, according to Jacquees Smith.
Jacquees Smith.
Because I said, so what are the – first I kind of started it off, you know, what is this Jack Smith stuff? He said that Lovie Smith calls him that. And like I said to him, when your boss calls you whatever, yeah, okay.
Your boss calls you whatever and you're good with it.
You live with it. But everybody else doesn't need to call you Jack Smith if that's not your name. And even worse, that's not your nickname. And he said that his friends and family would call him Jock because of Jacquees Smith. So I'm not saying that I'm surprised. I know a lot of people are surprised at what he did last week. It was funny on the show on Monday out at the press box, he made a comment that he kind of thought about that I'm going on the radio on the player show tomorrow. I need to do something today.
Motivation.
So my thing is, welcome every Monday.
Every single Monday.
To the Press Box Sports Emporium. And, you know, we will be good. So if Gerald can continue doing what he's doing, taking those double teams, and Jacquees Smith can do what he's doing, it's going to open it up not only for Jack Smith or Jock Smith or Jacquees Smith. How about if all three of them? Let's put those three and Gerald McCoy out there, and it'll be the four of them.
Jock, Jack, Jacquees, and Gerald.
There you go. It's the four G's. So I like it, you know, and just like any other time, back to the Trent Dilfer days or, you know, back to some of those other quarterbacks, just don't lose the game.
Sure, yeah, and that's one thing, another thing that I wanted to get to. We're just going segue to segue. This is awesome.
God, I've never done this before.
I don't know why you'd think that.
Real quick, because I just got a email.
Uh-huh.
We do have...
Over the ticker.
And I don't know if I should say this, and I have to be very careful how I word this, because this is not our internet show,
right.
Our national internet show. But the sensation, I guess you know you've made it when there is a parody made after you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a parody DVD that has just come out. Everyone knows that my love, my passion is mixed martial arts. The two biggest names in MMA right now is Conor McGregor from Ireland and Ronda Rousey. So her parody has just come out starring Ronda Arouse Me.
Correct.
And we do have some of those DVDs to give away.
Just saying.
You have to be over, just to cover it, 25.
Over 25.
And you have to show ID. If I don't know you and
prove
it. Met you, you have to prove it. Because I'm not getting in any trouble. I'm not joining any cells with the dude from the sandwich place.
I see what you did there.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're... I'm picking up what you're putting down.
All right, back to you.
So going back to the quarterbacks and not losing the game, one of the big differences with Jameis's performance between week one and week two was the lack of interceptions.
Yep.
He kept it from being turned over. Listen to these stats real quick. His completion percentage for first week was 48.5%, 210 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, and his QBR was 6.7. Now, week two, completion percentage was 66.7. 207 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions, QBR of 85.3. You see those numbers and you compare them. Is that actual growth? Because one of the things that they liked about Winston so much was the fact that he was such a he had such a high football IQ. He was able to learn on the fly and then apply it. Is that actual growth from week to week, or is that just the differences in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I'm going to say, yes, it's growth, but let's see what happens this week. And I'm not even as concerned about growth as I am going backwards. You know, as long as week three doesn't revert back to week one, I'd rather you not score at all and don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
You know, let the running back score. You know, let the defense get some turnovers. Let's get some, you know, we now have a weapon that we haven't had since probably Matt Bryant. That literally you can put this dude out at the 20 and he's going to kick an 87-yard field goal.
Yeah.
And I know I'm saying that jokingly, but I'll bet you he eventually breaks the record because this kid is pretty good.
That's a lot of trust and a lot of faith.
The dude is unbelievable. Segue, and we'll come right back. Did you see the high school football game where the extra point was scored off of the head of the referee?
I did see that video.
That?
And you think about it, I guess it would be allowed because Absolutely. Even if it's tapped by a defensive player, if it still goes through the uprights, as long as it doesn't hit the ground first, it was good. It's good.
Good.
So that was pretty awesome.
They said the worst part of the whole play was then he was the one that had to lift his hands up that it was good after it went off of his forehead. Back to Mr. Winston. I like what he did last week. You know, I thought that he played a very good, sound game. The only thing that I don't like right now, and he kind of referenced it at the press conference on Wednesday, I think it says, yeah, Wednesday says day, is that he's still young. He needs to learn to slide. He needs to learn to get out of bounds. But he's young, and it's almost like he's saying he wants the hits right now, that he's young and he's having a good time and he's enjoying it. No, dude.
You don't want to turn into RG3.
You want to protect yourself. You mean the third string safety in Washington?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to become him or the guy that's playing, what is it, intramural football now in New York. Did you see that? Freeman's now playing for like a semi-pro team, you know, up in New York. No, let's start right out of the blocks. Let's protect yourself. You know, if you
Longevity.
Are our future, if you are the franchise quarterback, and I believe he is, you know, all you fans that jumped off him and he was awful the first week, he'll be fine. Calm down. You know, it's a long season. We've got two more games of the first quarter because they always break it down into quarters. And like I said, I like what he did. I like the rapport that he has. I like, you know, what he's doing with Evans. I like what he's doing with Jackson. It's going to be a long, good process, in my opinion. And I picked them. If I gambled, and I don't, if I was in Las Vegas, and I'm not, if I had a cell phone and I could call Greg Hendrick, who is our Las Vegas reporter, and I do, I would probably bet the Buccaneers this Sunday.
So
getting points?
How much stock do you put into the fact that win was a road win? For, again, focusing more on Winston right now because he is new. He is a rookie.
I don't take any of that whatsoever. And back to the gambling thing real quick. I would tease maybe that and maybe the New England game. I think New England plays Jacksonville. I would tease those two. And there's even another one that's a blatant. Tease the two so that you raise and lower the points. So I would lower the points with the Patriots on what they're giving Jacksonville.
Right.
And I would raise the points that I'm getting in Tampa Bay, and I love that bet. From a non-gambler, I love it.
Jacksonville at New England at 1 o'clock.
Okay, so I'll give less points to Jacksonville. I'll give more points to the Buccaneers. And matter of fact, I'll even step up for this $1 bet. And I'll do a three-team tease because there's another, I think, one that's very, very blatant. And we'll get to it later. You know, I'm sure that we'll touch base real quickly on the entire breakdown of this Sunday. But road win, home win, you know, sometimes I seem to think that a home game is more difficult than a road game. You know, you have, you know, so many other outside
distractions,
your fans, your this, your that.
Family also, yeah.
Some people call friends family and family friends. But
agreed.
You know, all of that.
Agreed.
So we'll get to that. There's so many other things I want to get to. I want to discuss on the day show like we did last night, probably the most overused word in the English language,
legend.
So we will talk about legend. We'll talk about the Lightning kicking it off, the Rays, their season's just about over. A ton of stuff to get to. And I promise we will get to very little of it when we return. This is Talking Sports.
Is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring. Staffzone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Weggs from Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what one might call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street in Pinellas Park.
It's almost football season, which means it's almost tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location, opening soon, to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at MassageLux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chad Johnson, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One of my biggest regrets, the Arena Football League was championship was in Orlando, and Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons and the rest of KISS putting on a concert, backstage passes, and I'm like, nah, it's a long drive.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I did. So I did not go. How about
what were
the,
you
the was it Larry O'Brien Trophy was in town last weekend?
That is a true statement.
How cool
yes.
was that?
With Mo Buckets as the official ambassador of the Golden State Warriors.
I saw more police at this community center for the trophy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was because of Maurice Spates or because it was, you know, hundreds of people, or because it was the trophy that was there. Kind of cool, and I'm very happy for, as you call them, Mo Buckets.
Mo Buckets. Well, no, that's not even me. That's the world. That's the Twitterverse. That's who has the NBA games? Is that ABC?
TNT.
Or TNT? TNT, there we go. Yeah.
I believe it's
that's those guys.
TNT. All right, before we move on, real quickly, MMA is my life. MMA is my world. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're not aware that... What? I'm just saying, just because you're not up on everything.
I'm sure you have no clue, but...
how do you say his name? Soa
the Hulk Pelele.
So I was close.
You're close.
I said the S and the P. Was going to do a charity event down in Australia.
Okay.
He was co-doing it with, I believe it was a rugby player.
Gotcha.
I believe it was a rugby player. And the Make-A-Wish, and it was a whole big shindig. And the hospital banned him from coming into the hospital.
Okay. Pray tell, what was their reasoning for this?
Because cage fighting is banned in the, what is it called in Australia? Is it province?
They have province. Or territories.
So it's banned there. Now, mixed martial arts is not, but the octagon is, cage fighting is. And they felt that it was bad for them to allow him in to come talk to the children. Okay, moving right along.
It's a Make-A-Wish. It's charity.
It's charity. Keep your butt out of the hospital. Charity.
Man.
Yeah. So wow. I saw that this morning on my 4.5 seconds.
I'm sorry, but I know what your thoughts are on apologies, but that is. Flooring for me. I am flabbergasted by that.
Okay, and here's my response to that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I agree with it
whatsoever,
but it's kind of like, as much as I disagree with it, and I can't say it enough, when Tito Ortiz was invited to be the king, master of ceremonies, whatever, for the Marine Ball, and when he said he was bringing his wife, Jenna Jameson, they said no.
That's not, I have to disagree with you. It's not the same because.
You're right, it's not the same.
Because they were inviting Tito.
You're right, it's not the same. It's worse what they were doing with Jenna and Tito than what they did with the Hulk. Because if it's illegal, if it's banned, if what he does for a living is banned, how do you then use this guy as a charity thing, as a figurehead? I understand. I'm against it. I think it's the stupidest thing ever.
Right.
But it's against the law. What he does in that territory is against the law. So it would almost be like them going up against the government and saying, well, I know that you say it's against the law, and it's against the law here, but it's not against the law everywhere, so we're going to bring him in.
Ooh, okay.
I'm not saying I agree with it.
Right, because I'm trying to think. When it comes down to it, it's not like they are sponsoring or promoting an event.
I understand.
And so he is not in the act of doing something illegal at the time.
Let's go back to the DVD that I said we have to give away starring Ronda Arouse Me.
Correct, Mundo.
Okay. Everything that this DVD is legal, correct?
Correct.
Everything about that industry is legal, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Let's bring one of those stars into a hospital to talk to the Make-A-Wish children.
Okay.
Do you think that's going to happen? And that's legal.
That's legal.
This is illegal in the territory.
I would have to imagine sometime, somewhere, at some point in time, it has happened where a porn star was some sort of charity event.
I'm sure they all do charity events.
I'm
sure they all do. All right, here's another scenario, okay? And I'm making this up as I go.
Gift that keeps on giving.
You're exactly right. Correct me if I'm wrong that cockfighting is legal in other countries.
Other countries? Yeah. I believe so.
Other countries, it's legal. So now the world champion cockfighter from whatever country, and I don't want to be wrong, so I'm not going to say what country, mm-hmm. but he lives, say, here. Do you bring him out to do some kind of charity event? And I hate to use that analogy because people call MMA cockfighting.
Human cockfighting,
which I'm against and I disagree with. But I'm just saying it's kind of the same.
This
it's
is
illegal
a slippery
here. It is. And that's
slope.
Why they made the decision that they made, and they banned him from the hospital and I believe from the charity event. that they've asked him not to be included in the
Who charity. Invited him to the charity event in the first place?
Do you think I read the whole press release?
Please tell me it was the hospital.
Well, I don't.
They invite him and they're like,
they made
never
a mistake.
Mind.
Well, again, maybe whoever invited it, they're like, hey, we did some more research. And maybe they should have done that
did
first.
Did some more research.
They didn't know it was illegal. I don't know.
Or they didn't know what he did, like, for a living.
I don't know. They didn't invite Mark Hunt.
Sounds like somebody did some very poor research and planning.
All right, let's go from one cluster to the other. The two high school football players who said that the referee made some racial remarks, which I could care less about, also said the coach instructed them to do it. I said, I find that hard to believe. You've got to be kidding me. Well, guess what? The coach has admitted that he told the players to do it.
Okay, so coach fired, banned, no questions asked. That's what I think should happen.
And jail time.
Personally.
I think he should go to jail.
If they can make that stick, then absolutely.
Well, and he's admitted that he told them to do it.
Now, again, going back to sort of slippery slopes, going back to the kids.
I feel strongly. Go.
I think that they should still face some sort of
jail time.
Again, if they can make that stick. I think in this case it would be I think it would be a little bit harder. I know they were the ones that actually perpetrated the hits against the defenseless referee. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if a prosecution would attempt to get jail time. It would probably be community service, maybe some sort of probation, but
I think nothing less than jail time. Nothing less than jail time.
Would a jury do that?
I think so, especially if you have nine jurors like me. Absolutely. And I wish, and I've tried to stall because I want to know his name. God, what's his name from A Few Good Men? Who was the guy who died? The guy that they killed in the Code Red?
Oh, William Santiago.
Okay. So,
Willie.
God, thank you. I wish I would have. It kind of threw it. They should have done right by Willie. You know, at the end, when what did we do wrong? We did nothing wrong.
We're supposed to fight for those who can't fight for themselves.
These two morons should have known better. They should have known better right from wrong. And I know people are going to say, well, if a coach told you what to do, would you be able to do it? If it was as asinine as that, yes. Now, I just thought of this. How different is it? God, I love myself sometimes. How different is it when your baseball coach tells you as a pitcher
hit somebody
to drill someone?
That's a good point.
How about that? That just came to me. Oh, I'm done.
We're going to mail in the rest of the show.
I'm done. I can't do anything else. And with that said, let's hit a break. We'll be right back. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say, we look marvelous. Got Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistol, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes 3 Truss and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say we look marvelous. Got Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
It's football season, which means it's tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wes Welker, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so how many times you've been now doing this radio show?
A couple years, right?
I've been doing it since the mid-80s.
Right.
And more times than
since
not.
Since before I was alive. Just wanted to throw that out.
I'll leave it this show, and I'm like, I didn't leave it all out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I could have done a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know what? That could have been the greatest comeback, the greatest thought popped into my head, because that's not the direction I was going.
So you're retiring? Is that what you're saying?
I very well may. Because I'm not sure I can top it.
Mic drop.
Because it is so different. Because here, and it is different, and we'll discuss this, but we're talking about the two high school players that were, for lack of a better term, ordered
correct
to drill the referee. I still think that they should go to prison. I still think it should be battery. I still have no problems with a record. You know, it's all about making a mistake and learning from your mistake. But this was severe. This was bodily injury. This was bodily damage.
Against a defenseless individual.
Who knew absolutely nothing about it. And like my two boys from A Few Good Men say, you know, they should have done right by Willie. Mm-hmm. And they didn't.
Correct.
And so the guy who ordered the hit, how is this any different than ordering a hit on somebody? It was. The coach ordered a hit on the referee.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't order the hit with a firearm from Tampa Firearms. I understand that. Like that. But nonetheless, he ordered a hit.
These are padded players.
I think it's Tampa Arms.
Tampa Arms. These are players that are padded. They have helmets on. They have pads on. They're running in full speed. They are weapons, basically.
I'm not sure that I can think of anything worse that an athlete could have done. It's, you know, it has happened before. You know, you've run into a ref. This was done on purpose.
And it wasn't only on purpose. It was done by two individuals. He had no way of knowing what was coming. But it also They didn't even make it look like it was an accident.
The first guy...
I don't think so.
No, he didn't. Uh-uh. And the first guy didn't because of what the second guy did.
They both went immediately for the referee. They didn't see where the play...
No,
how the play was developing.
Of course.
Didn't matter.
Now, the claim is that the referee used racial slurs.
Okay.
Again, I'm the naive guy. I think everyone is perfect, including myself. I think no one cusses, including myself. I think everyone makes perfectly good phone calls to credit card companies and airlines, like myself. But obviously, that's not true. If, in fact, I just find it hard to believe, if, in fact, he made any racial reference, that he has never done it before in any other game that he's reffed. Why all of a sudden?
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing. It's called a pattern. You know, if all of a sudden, you know, I go crazy on the phone and it's the first time, I'm going to find it hard to believe. But because I've done it a few times and there is a pattern there.
This is my surprised face.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
Now, I see what you're saying. Then there's always the thought process of this was the straw that broke the camel's back. And he had been doing it, but there had not been any sort of response to it.
I find that hardly. I don't believe it.
I'm in the same boat as you, but just for being the advocate of the devil, I will go ahead and throw that out there. So straw that broke the camel's back is a possibility, but you can, regardless of the situation, pattern or not, you cannot justify
absolutely
their response to what he supposedly was doing.
Absolutely.
Allegedly.
You know, and if you or if somebody else wants to say I can justify him doing it, it's still illegal.
That's a good point.
There is nothing against the law for anyone to make racial comments. It's not against the law.
Technically.
Not technically. It's not against the law.
Well,
it's not against the law to use the N-word. Now, if you get your ass beat for it, so be it. But that's against the law. Now, it may go to court, and I don't know how legally...
Yeah.
I didn't go to law school, but I watch Law and Order.
You play one on the radio.
I don't know how you can say they were justified because he used racial term. It's not going to, I just don't see it happening. Going back to your other comment real quickly, I find it hard to believe that he would have said it one time and somebody wouldn't have reported him. And somebody wouldn't have gone to a coach. Somebody wouldn't have gone to the media. Somebody wouldn't have gone and said, hey, listen, this scumbag out there, who's also a bad referee, is calling me the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you think that could possibly happen? Once. Once.
You would think that there would be a phone call made to the district,
or
whoever
this,
is responsible for assigning.
Or this could have happened
refs.
The first time. The very first time a player is going to do this, a coach is going to do this, which, again, they should go to prison and they should pay the consequences. It's not going to happen 8 years down the road. So I find it highly, 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 highly unbelievable. I'm not going to say that a player didn't go to the coach and say, hey, he's calling me that. And then the coach say, you know what? Let's get him. Go for him. Take out his knees. That could happen. I'm naive. I believe everybody. I believe most people are good people. And I find it extremely, extremely, extremely hard to believe that he did. And if he did, you know what? Tough. Tough. You can't retaliate this way. You retaliate the way I did with the city today. You
make
a phone
call. Yeah.
And even though it's not sports related, I won't bring it up. But there are some interesting people in the world. But
that said, you're 100% right. You make that phone call to the district, whoever the athletic association is, and then you figure out a way to make sure that referee is held accountable. But
with the way everything is done today, with the way that you can get a tape player the size of a thumbtack.
Sure.
Okay. I watched another TV show last night, NCIS, LA, where he stuck a thing on the back of Robin's, you know, former Batman and Robin, even though he knew it.
Chris O'Donnell.
Right. It was so small. You telling me that they couldn't have done that? If he's been doing it for years, you don't think teams would have been talking back and forth, hey, you got that JA today. You know, here, we'll take this little microphone. Let's get him. Come on. That's what you do. You don't go out there and drill him and try to break his neck. So now he's done nothing illegal. He's just a scumbag, if he did it, which I say he didn't. And now these two kids and this coach should go to prison.
Should end up having records.
Absolutely. They should never be allowed to play football again. They should never be able to go to college on a football scholarship or play football. You know, this is a major, major ordeal. And I think the only thing worse, because I think this would be worse, if they shuffle it under the carpet. Well, they're kids. Well, no. No, no.
And you know what, Seth? I truly believe that is more likely going to happen. I have a feeling.
I don't think it will.
Gut feeling that somehow, some way, they will not see one day of jail.
They may not see jail, but I don't see it.
Maybe community service.
I believe they've been suspended. Community service is a joke.
I'm not disagreeing with that statement.
No, I understand that. You know, but it is. It's a joke. And for somebody with money in a different situation, not this, finding someone is a joke because money means nothing. When you have that kind of money, you can always get that kind of money.
Yeah.
You know, to find a professional athlete when all they have to now do is go do an autograph signing and make 5, 10, 20 grand and they make it back, it's totally, without question, asinine.
Agreed. I couldn't agree more. Now, that being said, I think we've sort of beat this topic to death. Let's see what I did there. So that being said,
in front of me.
Let's hit this last break. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Weggs from Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what one might call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street in Pinellas Park.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So I just get a phone call during the break.
Yes.
I thought it might have been the city about something that happened this morning. And I'm like, do I answer it? I hate to get sidetracked. I decided to answer the phone, and it was my reminder for Massage Lux tomorrow.
There you go.
Headed out there into the Lutz area. It's on Dale Mabry. We're headed up there, a 90-minute massage. They have a couple's room, so my wife and I are going to, and I don't think that's a big, big deal, but I think it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll both be in the same room, and I had to ask her, I go, are you all right that I'm putting my own music on? Because I bring my own little sounds.
You do?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Now, what's on your massage playlist?
Just the music that I listen to, you know, the 80s stuff, the country stuff, just stuff that, you know, I can relax. And when I went into Massage Lux, I said, please, I hope it's okay that I can change. They go, absolutely. We're here for you. Massage Lux in Tampa, top notch. And we may even give away a gift certificate next week to go out there and get a full body massage.
I like. So, you know what's next week, right? The 200th episode of The Player Show.
It's not.
What?
It's not.
What?
Yeah.
Did you go back and count on your fingers and toes?
I did. I had a problem. I failed math.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah.
Fail sauce.
So it is not the 200th. 200th is approaching quickly, but it is not the 200th episode of The Player Show from the press box. We are well over 200 episodes of The Player Show. Just at the press box, we're in about the high 80s, low 90s. So we may get to it this year, if not the beginning of next year. I'm just
gotcha.
A moron when it comes to digits.
Math.
That would be fingers and toes.
What is the craziest thing you've seen at a sports venue?
Probably one of the craziest things would be the girl in the wedding dress who asked Tom Brady to marry her. I think that would be it at Media Day on a Tuesday at the Super Bowl.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. Did you hear about what happened yesterday in San Diego?
All right. I never want to be called a liar, so I knew nothing about it until I got the show notes, and I read it real quickly, so I'm a little familiar with it, but Padre on.
So there she is.
Like that, Padre on?
I got it. So there she is. It's 4:30 in the afternoon. She's going to the baseball game that night. She feels a little squeeze in her stomach. She's 9 months pregnant.
That's important to know.
That's important to know because that was at 4:30. And by the third inning of said baseball game, which she went to, she had given birth to her bouncing baby boy, Levi. That squeeze she felt was a contraction. She started contractions at 4:30, had her boy at Petco Park in the third inning. And, she went to the Padre game and she left a Madre.
I believe that you either should nickname him Padre or that just be his name.
Yeah, pretty much. I was kind of not going to lie. I mean, not that I'm trying to dictate what somebody names their child, but you in a situation like that, you have to come up with something for a name that relates to that situation. That's just way too good to pass up. You can't script this stuff, people.
One more homestand for your Tampa Bay Rays.
That's true. That's true.
I believe they play the Blue Jays next weekend. I think they come home on Tuesday. I believe Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the Friday, Saturday, Sunday homestand ends. Thoughts? Obviously disappointment in this year's Rays.
Well, again, how much do you put into the fact that this is a rebuilding year? They wiped the slate clean for the most part and started from scratch.
I hate that. I hate rebuilding year. I hate when an organization calls it a rebuilding year.
Let's say transition
year. Whatever. It's all the same. But it shouldn't be rebuilding. Every year you should be trying to get to the playoffs and get to the World Series. Or the Super Bowl, or the Stanley Cup, or whatever.
Money plays into it. You have to make sure you have the right amount allocated where you need it.
Absolutely. And if it's a rebuilding year, lower your prices. Or don't even charge. Just let people come in. Speaking of which, I hope I can use the word scumbag. I can't stand people that have now taken advantage of the Tampa Bay Rays and their gracious honor pass. So for those people that don't know, the Tampa Bay Rays started a program, and if you were a honorably charged veteran.
Honorably discharged.
Honorably discharged. What did I say?
Charged.
Honorably charged. No, that's those guys in Texas. If you were honorably discharged or you are in the military now, you would get what's called an honor pass. With the honor pass, you could go down to any game and get a pair of tickets to go in the game.
I have some friends that at the Veterans Center over at SBC, and they went to the game. I mean, those are some pretty good seats, too.
They were always good seats.
They're always good seats.
They were supposed to always be the 100 level until they were, you know, were all gone. Mm-hmm. First come, first serve.
They were on third baseline.
2 hours
seven rows
before,
up.
Et cetera, et cetera. Well, now they have changed the policy for the final homestand. The policy now is once you receive your Honor Pass tickets, you must instantly walk inside Tropicana Field. The reason? Because the veterans, not all bad veterans,
right,
but the veterans were taking the tickets, selling them to the scalpers, and then the scalpers were then selling those tickets for $20.
Which is incredibly upsetting. Again, taking advantage of the system. You're given an inch, you take a mile. That's bad news. I really, it sucks that it had to get to that point, but I'm glad they didn't completely get rid of the program, too.
And they might have if it would have been 2 months ago. But there's only
one hamstring
left. There's only one homestand left.
We busted our other hamstring. Right. We only have one left.
And so it probably would have looked even worse. It would have made them look bad,
sure,
instead of the people that took advantage of it. And it's just such a shame. You know, and I responded to a post that people will always take advantage. And they were the person who put this post up didn't quite understand the people who were taking advantage. We're the veterans.
We're the veterans, yeah.
You know, and I am a veteran. You are a veteran. The people at the gym who go down there, you know, Scott and Ken and those guys are veterans. And it was veterans that would take those tickets and then sell them. So somebody had some tickets. I know for a fact, it was my brother. My brother had some extra tickets. So he was going to just go sell them to a scalper and use the money for food.
Okay.
Good seats. And the ticket broker said, we can't even use them. Well, what do you mean? He goes, we have stacks and stacks of these tickets from the veterans, from the Honor Pass. They get them for free. They sell them to us for $10. We turn around and sell them for $20. They're lower level, seven rows from the field. We don't need any other seats at top dollar because we can't sell them. Very, very upsetting.
Again, glad they're keeping the program for the last homestand. We'll see if they do it next year. It'd be interesting. I hope so, but a few rotten apples can spoil the bunch.
And to be honest, it's easy to rectify. You know, when you get the tickets, you have to put the wristband on right then.
Yeah.
You get a wristband, a veteran wristband. You know, wristband. Because I really believe that even if a veteran is taking advantage of something, I would hope. I know what the word veteran means to me. And, you know, everybody knows, and if you don't, I've been in some situations. I have a big mouth. I say the wrong things. I do the wrong things. Sometimes I regret it. Sometimes I don't. But when I see the word veteran, that I am extremely proud to be called a veteran. If you stuck a veteran wristband on me and then I had to instantly walk in, I'm not selling those tickets. It's just something about that veteran now wristband. I'm now labeled.
Yeah.
I'm now tattooed veteran. I think that's all you really have to do, and I think it would rectify it. So, you know, time will definitely tell. Any other games this weekend, real quickly? I know we only have about 2 minutes or so.
Okay. Obviously, one to watch for the Bucks is going to be New Orleans at Carolina. I think that's going to be of interest.
Tough to stop Superman.
It's true. It's true.
I know their star middle linebacker, I believe, will be out again. They're banged up as well. Kuechly is out. But the New Orleans Saints just looked awful. A combination of they looked awful and Tampa Bay looked very good, and I'm going to take Carolina in the game.
So what's your opinion on what Dallas is going to do, what they have done? They went ahead. They brought in Castle to step in for Romo.
What can you do?
They don't have Dez Bryant right now. Hopefully, for their sake, they will have him midseason. They're hosting Atlanta on Sunday.
Just stay close. You know, stay close for Dez Bryant. I don't know if Tony Romo will come back. I know he's scheduled later in the year. Stay close because Washington is awful. The Giants are pathetic. The Eagles, they said the Pope has more yards on the ground than Murray does. So
that Pope mobile does get around, doesn't it?
But just on his feet, he's gotten around more, than the other. So with all that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. A lot of good stuff going on this weekend. And my prediction, Monday night, we will talk to Danny Lansana with the 2-1 Buccaneers. I really do truly believe that they will come back victorious. I hope they do, but I truly, truly do believe it. So we will have a lot of cool giveaways, Wicked Good Cupcakes, Bold Clothing, a lot of other cool stuff. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wedge.
Have a great weekend. I can take on. She can be 18 with an attitude.